I guess I should have a title for the message. If I was going to title the message, it would be Hindsight and Remembrance. Now, hindsight I did with the men on last Friday, but if there's some things that I got to change into that or extend on that, because they both go together. We all should have, let's start with Psalm 139, if you would, and verse 14. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Who made me? God. Who makes me? God. Who corrects me? God. God has not given up on what he started. What he started in us, if you're saved, he will see through to his end purpose and his will. God gives us life, and as a father, he trains us and helps us to grow. We know about today, for it is here and it's going fast. We devote time and thought and energy, thinking, planning, and anxious about tomorrow, sometimes at least. We have a wonderful gift that in our ability, in that is the ability of our mind to remember. The first place that God's word picks up about remembering, you don't have to turn there, I'll pick it up, is in Genesis 9:15. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the water shall no more become a flood to destroy all of the flesh. This is God's promise after the flood. And in 16, he says, and the bow, the rainbow, shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. God remembers, faithful and true. The next mention is about in remembering, I find in Genesis chapter 40. Why don't we just turn there? Genesis chapter 40. Genesis 40 and verse 23. I'll get there. Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him. Now, we're talking about remembering. The chief butler was one of the two people that went to Joseph because they had a dream. And they couldn't figure out what the dream was. He said, tell me your dream. And he explained to the first one, the chief butler, about in 3 days or 3 weeks, you're going to become back to your old position, serving the king. And the other one, he didn't have good news for. He says, no, your head is going to be taken off and you're going to be out there and the birds are going to take care of the rest of you. But when the butler got back, he didn't remember Joseph and all Joseph did for him. It was quite some time before the butler went back and talked to the king. And the king had a problem because he had a dream too, and he didn't know what the dream meant. I think it was said it was 2 years. And Joseph, in the meantime, continued on his way. And then the king, who had the dream, and the butler said, I had a Hebrew lad in where I was, and he interpreted my dreams. Now, I don't want to get into the dreams. I want to get into the remembering. It was very easy for the butler to forget once he got out of the place that he was in, Joseph, who helped explain to him, and he had a peace of mind, I'm sure, and a peace of his heart was settled, because he wasn't going to die. He was going back to work. Remembering is very important. It's very important that we remember. And if I go back and I'm looking at hindsight, all of us have hindsight. You can look back, you can look back before you were saved, you can look back after you were saved, and you can see things that have happened that have directed you in the right direction, or maybe they took you the wrong direction, but you got corrected and you're here tonight. We have that because we're fearfully and wonderfully made. You can be anywhere you want to be right now by just, you can change the subject. You don't even have to listen to what's going on. You can be in grade school. You can be in college. You could be at your first job. You could be at your last job the day you retired. We have that ability, and God gives it. But he tells us on the other side, remember. It's good to look back. But not only look back, but look back at what he did. It's God doing it. I'm going to quote a couple of verses. In Exodus 28, God says, verse 8, God says, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. That was to Israel. In Numbers, Israel mentions back to Moses, we remember the fish which we did eat in Egypt freely, and the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. They had good memories. They had memories. They could go back and say, we had this good over here in Israel, back in Egypt. And here you are out here, and what have we got? We need to reflect on who is in charge. Joe mentioned, God is perfect. He does everything perfect. We need to understand who it is that's influencing and reflecting in our lives, because it's God. We sang the hymn, God does all things good, all things. He does them all. In Deuteronomy, you don't have to turn there, please, just so I can get you through. In Deuteronomy 5:15, it says, and remember that thou wast a servant in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought thee out hence in mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Therefore the Lord thy God commanded thee to keep the Sabbath day, that they were to remember God brought them out. We have all come through years, many years, not so many years, but God has brought us here. He's given us experience. He's given us good memories. He's given us good things. He's taken us through some bad times. But God does all things well. All. Israel was told to remember where they came from. Remember all that you did. And God worked in their lives, and he forgave them when they turned and went the other way. In Exodus 13, he says, and Moses said unto the people, remember this day in which you came out from Egypt in haste, that thou mayest remember the day when thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt all the days of thy life. I understand those are instructions to Israel. We're to remember God because he is always good. He is perfect. And he saved us. He took us from where we were to where we are and he's yet to take us to where we will be. He's not done with us yet. He's a very, very good God. Some other things. In Job 7:7 says, "Remember that my life is wind, mine eye shall be no more see good." That was Job saying, he's saying, I remember that I'm really in trouble here. I may not get, this is a tough time for Job. But Job says in chapter 10, remember, I beseech you that thou hast made me as of the clay, and wilt thou bring me into dust again? A lot of that time says, in the scripture it says, and somebody said to God, remember me. God doesn't need me to call out and say, remember me, Lord. He knows me. He knows where it's going. I need to say that to understand my position before God. Lord, remember me. In the hindsight of this part of it also, you can turn around and look back and see specific things that have happened to bring you to where you are today, to bless you as you've been blessed. We need to start, I need to start the day remembering God. I need to recognize where he has taken me from and where he's going to bring me to. And I don't know everything that's going to happen in that day, but I know that he's interested. What does God care about whether I get that spare tire off or not? Is there anything too little or minuscule? Is there anything that God doesn't care about? He cares for me. He cares for you. He will bring us, all you young people can look at us old people and say, he made it through. And if you really want to know what's going on, you can say, well, what should I do here? I may not be able to tell you what you should do here, but I can tell you what not to do. It didn't work for me, and I might have been a little bit out of sequence with God. God is good. God brought us all here tonight for a purpose. We came to honor him. We come to say thank you for what you've done, Lord, to bring us here. Thank you for the day you've given us. Thank you for the measure of health. Thank you for the food. Thank you for the country we live in. Thank you for the blessings above and beyond that which we can ask or think. There's no end. In Matthew chapter 16, go to verse 8. Which when Jesus perceived, he said unto them, O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves because you have brought no bread? Do you not yet understand, neither remember the 5 loaves and the 5,000, and how many baskets took you up? They need to remember. where they came from, what they experienced, and the blessings they have. In a different place. You don't have to quit. Mark 8, 18. Having eyes, see ye not, and having ears, hear ye not? Do you not remember? Kind of a condemnation. We should remember. He's our Lord. He's our Savior. He's brought us through so many things to this point. He's got tomorrow all taken care of. We use the scripture about Martha and Mary, and I forget quite. I don't quite follow where it was, but the question came back. I think it was to Martha or Mary. It must have been maybe to Martha. Believest thou this? He could raise Lazarus. He could do these things. Believest thou this? Believest that I am the Son of God? It's kind of those questions. Believest thou that I'm doing what I said I would do? We have to answer that question. God does it. It's a good place to begin a witness and a testimony. They can take away maybe what you say or what, but they can't take away what you have come through because you participated in it. It's moved you. It's shaped you. God works in marvelous and mysterious ways and uses us. So, let's do Revelation 3:3. Well, context-wise, 3:1. And unto the angel of the church of Sardis write, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God, he that hath the seven spirits of God, and the seven stars. I know thy work, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember therefore now, remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. He's coming back. I should be looking for him. I remember what he said. Maybe we all could kind of think about that. There's nothing too small for God to be involved with in your life. You can pray when you get into different places like jobs that you might be doing. Something might be particularly dangerous. You can either pray before, you can pray during, and you definitely ought to pray after. Because he is the one that's in charge. He's the one that's in control. He's the one that shapes and molds us in the way we should go. And he's always faithful. He's always good. So be perfect. Grow in the Lord. Be of good courage.